Some residents in areas hard hit by Sandy say they've been left on their own to cope with the severe damage inflicted by the storm. They say supplies are limited and help has been slow to reach them. But the New York Police Department's Emergency Service Unit has been stepping in some ways that might seem uncharacteristic. The group is usually tasked with tactical support and rescues, but lately they've been working in more behind-the-scenes ways to intervene. WNYC's Kathleen Horn spent the day with the unit as they helped residents in Breezy Point, Queens, dig out and brace for the next storm.
Right now we're on Oceanside and Lincoln Walk, and we're basically helping people, trying to pump out their basements and stuff and trying to lower their water that's in their basement so, you know, God forbid this nor'easter comes, it doesn't dump more water on them.
That's Executive Officer of the Emergency Service Unit, Robert Lukash. There's about 350 NYPD officers in ESU. These are the folks who scale buildings and dive into the Hudson to make rescues. Their officers made hundreds of rescues during the storm. But now some are knee-deep in murky floodwaters, trying to bail out the hardest-hit areas of Breezy Point, Queens. Officers have been spending 12-hour shifts making house calls with city pumps to remove trapped floodwaters.
I think there's literally like four feet of water in this one gentleman's basement now.
Lukash sports glasses and a light mustache, and he has an unassuming demeanor for someone who heads such a macho unit. He walks past mountains of accumulated garbage from waterlogged homes and stops outside a house where officers are working.
We'll take a walk. That's the pump over there. Sorry.
The pump is revved, and it's hard to tell the two men in the basement are actually officers. One has water up to his thighs, and it's nearly covering his green galoshes.
So we got our guys in there. Louis Zek is down in there, you know, working the pump and making sure that the suction is down. And then over here, you see where it's literally the machine just pumps it out.
Lukash says many of these basements have been contaminated with raw sewage from busted septic tanks. At the end of a shift, officers are urged to stop by a decontamination trailer on the edge of town to change their clothes and get their boots washed so they don't carry anything back home. But everyone is working against time to get as much work done as possible ahead of this next storm.
Should this nor'easter, you know, come to us in the wrong direction and provide more water or more flooding?
Plunging temperatures are also an issue because ice can form in standing water.
When the ice expands, it could also push the footings of the house, too, and it could cause structural damage. So our concern is to get it out as fast as possible.
The work isn't going unnoticed. Sergeant William Flores says residents often come out to check on their progress, ask for advice, or express gratitude.
They try to help us, either offering lunch or trying to give us water to make sure that we're okay working. But, you know, we're here for them. They're the ones that have suffered, and so we're trying to do our best.
Resident Vincent Kennedy is a retired NYPD officer himself. He says he doesn't have to worry about a waterlogged basement, but much of the rest of his home is flooded and unlivable.
My biggest concern, of course, is trying to get back to normal, get some semblance of normality, and get back with our way of life. But that's not going to happen for quite a while, and I'm trying to get everything situated, get everybody in place where they're all right, and then I'm going to have to go somewhere and spend whatever amount of time until it's safe to come back.
In the meantime, Inspector Lukash says ESU officers will continue to be hands-on until places like Breezy Point can start to rebuild. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.